Mini-episode 877 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at Sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 877 and our preview of NFL Week 2. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with a look around the league and picks for each game. It's our first full week of games with the Hurricane Irma bye week behind us. Our sympathies go out to those affected last week, but fortunately, many made it through the storm better than anticipated, which was good, including our good friend in the 21st Century Media Alliance, Jeff Briscoe, down in Fort Myers. I was 7-7-1 last week, including 1-2 on the big three and 0-1 on the lock pick, so essentially we're just picking up where we left off last year with the overall picks being the most successful ones for whatever reason. On Thursday, we open the week with two Week 1 dumpster fires as it's Houston at Cincinnati. The line opened with the home team laying 3 and it's gone all the way up to 5.5. It's very, very hard to get a read here, but it's more of a must-win game for the Bengals, and you got to think that if they get it going that they can cover, so that's the pick. It's rare that a team can look as crapulent as the Cardinals did last week, lose their franchise player in David Johnson, go on the road halfway across the country for the second week in a row, and still be spotting 8.5 points, up one from the first line, but such is the state of the Andrew Luckless Colts. As many had surmised, Indy is truly one of the worst teams in the league without their star QB, so put your money on Bruce Arians and his return to Lucas Oil Stadium. The Vikings will be looking to avenge Super Bowl IX when they travel to Pittsburgh, getting 5.5 points up from the opening 4.5. Granted, the Vikes are on a short week, but they looked better against better competition last week, and so the pick will be for them to stay inside that number. Elsewhere in the AFC North, the Browns travel to Baltimore, getting 10 points up from the initial 9. Cleveland showed their ability to hang tough against better and more experienced players last week, and the guess here is that the Ravens posted a high water mark against Andy Dalton and the confused Bengals. Look for the Brownies to cover again. The Bucs opened their 2017 season at home, laying 7.5 to Chicago, up from 5.5 at the outset. We expect a big year out of Tampa Bay, but after such a disjointed beginning to their campaign against a feisty Bears team that looks like they will play most teams tough, this number looks too big. Carolina is hosting Buffalo, laying 8.5, up a whopping 4 points from the open, for reasons that don't seem easily discernible in terms of the wagers. While the Bills are likely to be garbage this year, it's quite possible that the Panthers are looking too good to too many off of dispatching the woeful 49ers, so we'll take the points. The Heidi Bowl gets its long-awaited rematch when the Jets travel to Oaktown, getting 14.5, up a whopping 5.5 points from the initial line. You've got to look long and hard at an underdog in a spot with this many points, but New York, as expected, looked historically bad in Week 1, and the Raiders looked like a team ready for a run at the Super Bowl. Swallow hard and lay the digits. The Chargers are hosting Miami in that junior college soccer stadium that's actually going to be containing NFL action for the next 3 seasons. Whatever. L.A. started the week by laying 2.5, and now it's up to 3.5. The Chargers are on a short week, and the Dolphins are off that impromptu bye, making this one of the most inscrutable matchups in quite some time. Ultimately, go with the home team in their first outing in this abbreviated little yard. San Fran at Seattle. Remember when this was the best rivalry in the league? Pepperidge Farm remembers. Now Seattle is laying 15, up from 13. On paper, you have to love the Seahawks to bounce back against a trash team like Frisco, but the post-Super Bowl Seattle teams have had a disturbing tendency to play down to the level of their opposition, especially early on, so look for them to scuffle around just enough for the Niners to come in through the back door. The Rams are hosting the Redskins in another wacky line game, having opened at Washington -1.5 and gone to LA -2.5. In this case, it appears to be smart money moving the action here in a bet that the public will revert back to pre-week one assumptions about both teams. We're not going to do that just yet, so we'll take Los Angeles. The Broncos will be trying to avenge Super Bowl XII, hosting Dallas and getting one down from the opening 1.5. It's another very tough contest to pick, but the guess here is that Denver's streak of getting past a team with a much better QB ends at 1 week. On Sunday night, the NFC Championship game from last season gets a rematch, this time in Atlanta's new stadium as the Falcons lay 2.5 up from 1 at the start of the week to the Packers. Both teams picked up solid Week 1 wins, but the Falcons appear to have more room to get better this week, and the pick here is that they will. On Monday night, the Lions are traveling to the Meadowlands and getting 3 down from 5 initially from the Giants. New York is not nearly the same team without Odell Beckham, and maybe this is overly simplistic, but we can't see Detroit being 2-0 in the same universe as the Giants at 0-2, so we'll take the home squad. Now for our big three. First, the suddenly hot Jags are hosting Tennessee in a game that opened with the Titans laying 1.5 and now is at 1. Again, this is a strange one with the line and money moves, but we're going to default to our impressions before week 1, and we'd have been on Tennessee here without hesitation, so that'll be the pick. Sean Payton's got to be pretty pissed, staring down the barrel of an angry Belichick and Brady on 3 days extra rest with the Saints on a short week, albeit at home. That's a bad combo. New England started the week laying 4, and now it's up to 7, but lay it anyway. For our 1,000-star gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 2 in the Andy Reid Bowl, the Eagles are coming to KC and getting 5.5 up from 4 at the open. Granted, the Chiefs suffered some key injuries in Week 1, and the Eagles look good in places en route to victory, but Kansas City look better than anyone else in the league. They have 3 extra days off and they're at home. What are we missing here? This is a borderline why ask why, but we're going to take this one at face value and say load up on Kansas City. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.